She Claire Nagel viscoil toyach carnish is babalia musaltacha. This is Robert Cadine Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
And I'm here to present Claire Nagel in the English language as Sahilg, and in the Manx Gaelic, Chinyan Amera, the mother tongue of Alan Fanning, the Isle of Man. The prompt for finding out more about the Stanley family was that William Gell's 1906 poem comes to a conclusion by looking at Castle Rushen, and in particular he sees it in relation to the Stanleys, though only up to about 1650, so that'll provide a useful terminus. Tadenin ag bentrach, nin rugar eshin, ach vis grena as licherach, as lias nin, Vispuech is gressach. Ach, ten vengen o imid jen lias nien mar dra len satai, as ti cor oribe na saieg yn chivardach lei, as sniw der abis na meir ec fwyldach. Welsh visual artist Kyrie Jacks is also a singer-songwriter in both Welsh and English, and she plays the guitar. Here she is with her song Calon Wlad, celebrating her heartland. Tawys geisdiach rish Radio Fanning, stasiwn yn asiwn, fysgol yr sgeliau mach by Dwlish, Alan Fanning.
Tin braid wyd I omdana fi Fel dwi'n braid wyd I omdana ti Dyffryn yn braid wyd I Calon wlad Rhyth aelod yn cosi yn y nos Gofyn lle mae'r fenethfa fi'n chwara yn fy nghol. Wyt ti'n breidd wyrion dan y fi, fel dwi'n breidd wyrion dan y ti. Dyffryn yn breidd wyrion
based artist in several senses there, Kyrie Jacks and her song Calon Lad, which means heartland. William Stanley had become the 6th Earl of Derby on the death of his elder brother Ferdinando. By poison mushroom, said some, by arsenic, said others, and whilst nothing was ever proved, there were certainly those who thought his death was something other than accidental. William came straight away into the earldom of Derby, but he was also keen to become Lord of Man, so much so that when it was adjudged to have passed down from Ferdinando to his daughter, Anne Stanley, William Stanley bought out the rights from his niece and her successors. And in recognition of this, King James made a special piece of legislation that appointed William Stanley, the 6th Earl of Derby, and his heirs to what was now set out legally as the Lordship of Man. And the title Lord of Man was initially the choice of Thomas Stanley, the 4th Earl, at the court of King Henry VIII, to be a lord rather than calling himself a king, given Henry VIII's dangerous jealousies, which could prove fatal to the unfortunate subject of his attentions. Ladrau shliawanach lesh fwyl va fesel yas nin, as vi son tummies a chiver de glenny. Chos shliawanach van fes, der any liga tushem is jachs a chiver. Hae yn un gys y lias fawr, ach dyn sy'n lias fawr eich dy gol bach gys y tiwyr ys dy gerdyn y ffes mach as gi rys. Tre hwg yn un eib ar dyn nhw sy'n hwtsys diach sy'n tiwyr ys fi gyn mior. Tre ren i cawrl, fi yn's lŷn i elen, ys henci ar tai beg ys sian fen cicl mach as. Fi goel al roes ffiglen mŵr yn sian fen ag y toiacht, ach lor y sian fen ryd y mila, as hwg i cwyrori dy hanacht yn Mary, ys dwi'n chwlin ofr tai ar y son. Mas dyn ofr sien, fe o'r i cre mach as mach liabi y llian fen, dy chor ar na ffedjag yn getlach my gyrd, as fe sien cor ar sniach dy tŵsiwm sy teil. Henke mach dyn ei moer hold of yn sian fen, as ons hesa fe slai y gre, tref ei cew sniach dy, draw moer hold o cre mach yn liabi ec. Now, Stephen Quigg is a Scottish singer and guitarist. On his extensive travels, he met his Danish wife, Pernilla, who also plays guitar on this track.
Away to the westward I'm longing to be, where the beauties of heaven unfold by the sea, where the sweet purple heather blooms fragrant and free. O'er the hill high above the dark island, oh, I love my childhood, I'm dreaming of as the steamer leaves Oban and passes Tyree. Soon I'll capture the magic that lingers for me when I'm back once more upon the dark island. Gem of the Hebrides bathed in the light of the midsummer morning that followed seagulls in flight as they circle high above the dark island. Oh, I love my childhood, I'm dreaming of thee. As the steamer leaves Oban and passes Tyree, soon I'll capture the magic that lingers for me. When I'm back once more upon the dark island, when I'm back once more upon the dark island.
The Quigs, that's Stephen and Pernilla, and a tune by Ian McLachlan, which was written in 1958 as Dr. Mackay's Farewell to Craigory, and it became so popular as the theme tune for a BBC series called The Dark Island in 1962 that David Silver wrote lyrics for it in 1963, and that same year there was also another version done of it in Onse Gaelig. I think, well, we've heard it here in Clannagale before now, the version in Gaelic. Van Nien Berge Merish Moirholder is tamelt, ach, henk trimpsche ori. As is gul fodiach giant tayek heen. Gedrau fis my egg, drau bay fodon a sherek Merish Moirholder, ne Merish alias for as alias hurek. Ren Moirholder li jaily gustorus. As chaws fy nyn gul na chrwyd, rhan air tojym nhw sori mor fflia, as fi cwd it leis. Honnig i draw i ffagust yn taeg, as dili y celach mach, goc y dwdl dw, tam i gerym chwys, ta nyn air a ein air jittai rys. Eish, hais diach as y foerec, as ar nôl draw i'r jittai rys as eis cwd i dwn serf, fa oltach y mai cwrydiori. Mae so dyntion un o liw y sgilec, as na fergeturi, as tre chil y foer yn ach henc burgess dy lwr dy feiech, gawi toiach der giri dy jynach yn eich fai chedyn chit der yn un gren y litrach ec. And from this act of King James in 1609, William Stanley, the 6th Earl of Derby, became Lord of Man. William Stanley was interested in literature, as had been his brother Ferdinando, and although William's own work has been lost, in the 1890s his name was touted as possibly the true author of the works of William Shakespeare. On William Stanley's travels on the continent in the 1580s, it's said that one of his travelling companions was the poet John Donne. William Stanley spent 3 years travelling round, but again, many years later, in 1801 this time, a popular ballad called Sir William Stanley's Garland appeared, describing his supposed fantastical adventures, which were actually spread over 21 years, so a bit of an exaggeration. But possibly because of his perceived pro-Catholic connection, which had probably done for his brother Ferdinando, William Stanley wasn't allowed to go to Ireland to take part in operations there, as had his ancestors. Instead, he devoted his time to his literature and to the management of his estates and local administration in Lancashire and Cheshire.
Le papillon fuit la chandelle et l'amoureux fuit la beauté.
Le papillon brûle ses ailes et l'amoureux sa liberté.
Et le papillon brûle ses ailes et l'amoureux.
et le papillon suit la chandelle, et l'amoureux suit la beauté,
et le papillon suit la chandelle, et l'amoureux suit la beauté,
et le papillon brûle ses ailes, et l'amoureuse a liberté,
le papillon brûle ses ailes, et l'amoureuse a liberté.
Music for a Breton bourrée played by Mike James on accordion and Yves Leblanc on clarinet and vocals. They visited us for Kroner a few years ago, but I believe, unfortunately, Yves has since passed away. Mike originally from South Wales, but living in Brittany for many years.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
Sure, that's Stasiun the Nation Radio Banning. She Claire Nagel, the Sculler Scalia Mar Cardnish, Merrin Peen, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert Acorslach.
Did they ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
To cared you, Raya Cramman, Esh Risher in a Degger Radio Banning, Mr. Claire Nagel, Master Naclair, and Shenter, a Clash and with Shachton, looked out Guller Scalia Mach and Girgirt. The podcast Gin Genius, Visraged Nasty are in the Dega Radio Banning, the Throod Cairder and Podcast Elia, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, na Alexa. In 1601, Queen Elizabeth made William Stanley a member of the Order of the Garter, and in 1603 he became a Privy Councillor. King James, in addition to confirming William Stanley as Lord of Man, also appointed him Lord Chamberlain of Chester. However, he was perhaps more invested in his literary interests. William Stanley's wife, Elizabeth de Vere, died in 1627 at the age of 51, and this seems to have had a strong effect on William Stanley, who would have been about 66 at this time, because he appointed his son, James Stanley, as de facto Lord of Man from that year, 1627, and just a year or so later he was described as old and infirm, and desirous of withdrawing himself from the hurry and fatigue of life. He assigned management of the rest of his estates to his son James Stanley, retaining an annuity for himself of £1,000, and he lived in retirement in a house on the River Dee, just outside Chester, until his death in September 1642. Mursor and Avoir Coronin Gren a Licherachek the High Sheas Lurishin Shiver as the Snow. As the snew, as the yinu fuldach a fesek, hoggy na lawenek stiachs a chlaid a grainen. Es chiawi a fes stiachs a chiver, as renish hin liam a stiach on nis. Huri maach nach hedden as ren a lias hurek, drawi uns lini elen, as dairi er a chadan chedden, as tre henki er och a funida, dilly maach an aran, o gawmi maach a sio, gawmi maach a sio, non a higgum de vei lost, tammi fwynnit de lŵr hanna. Ach dregar an litcha, chyne mi an em de yinu dŵm a lawen, as hai na soj a roi. De lia henki gus a vilja ŵl, ren illach maach, o gin cremi, gin cremi, ta ulju jingan an ŵlen avi. Ach dregar ish, smai de lŵr fy sien as ulliwach, abyrgyd yr enferdiw tŵj y mer machion, as hai na soj y roi. Now this is a song in Manx written by Brigia Madrill, who sings and plays flute as a member of the trio Moot, with Helen Clegg on vocals and Rob Kane with sampling and other electronics. It's called Illach Ushlach.
Tell me why
Ilach Ushlach, a song by Buja Madril, performed there by Moot. Tre renki tai moir hulda, charawi goil al a chor erbi, no drau fisek rôl au mychion o figlan mwrek, as haistiach on de hirweisach o'r eich alirach. An chidla hwgi a lawek de maid an ofer, as vi gresach, as renni cwlina de chuliwryd ren moir hulda sira ori, cwnta an air vi djerglrish. Ach, an ala, gawi toiach derbe liastach. Is a trasle vi ir no smoo liastach, na rawi arlach de iri sa vore. Chamur an I urlach a liavi boir holdas an ach liesachi erbe djint, as charenni cre mach as machi de chor na fedjag a netlach ma gyrt. Mar so, de lia henk moir holda de be skiji, as huggi rauji. Ach, van litsjer djint bwyach, nod rau I smunion de bech yn fras de air hiet son de lia. Caws ren moir hulda li djeli gus a doros as a chula van a siadw fosdich, as caws fin a siadw sy'n ir frem a doros. By the time James Stanley officially inherited the titles as Lord of Man and 7th Earl of Derby in 1642 on the death of his father, he'd been de facto holding the reins of office and controlling all of his father's estates for 12 or 15 years. James Stanley is the figure who's known by his sobriquet in Manx as and Stanlach Mór, the Great Stanley. Because of his aspirations and because of the times in which he lived and died, he's someone who's figured many a time and oft in Clare na Gael. He'd been born at Knowsley Hall in Lancashire in 1607, and at the age of 18 in 1625 was elected as a Member of Parliament for Liverpool. I say elected, but these were rotten boroughs in those days with little if any franchise, so here was an 18-year-old being appointed basically to Parliament. Early in 1626 he was made a Knight of the Bath as part of the coronation celebrations of King Charles I. By this time his father William was already taking a backward step away from office, which increased James Stanley's power. Now Mike O'Connor plays concertina and sings about this, the season of mists and mellow fruitfulness, in his song The Best of Autumn.
The sunlight blazing through the trees in flames of red and gold, the leafy carpet underfoot as crisp as nights are cold, the stubble field you put to plough, the hedgerow growing thin, they mark the turning of the year, the harvest gathered in. These are the best of autumn, these are the best of autumn. The coals new glowing in the hearth, the dusty damper down, the firelight glinting on each glass of amber and of brown, the voices raised in songs of praise, the tales into rostery tolls, they mark the passing of the year, the seasons around us rose. These are the best of autumn, these are the best of autumn. And as the silent stars survey the sleeping hills around, the frosty moon casts shadows laced with silver on the ground, and deep within the peaceful earth the land its strength renews, to bring again to mortal men the gifts none can refuse. These are the best of autumn, these are the best of autumn. The seven stars are in the sky, the wind is in the west, the weary ploughman to his bed, the hawk is to his nest. And all along the rolling downs, the clouds like hunters arise. The winter days will not be long, our joys we should not hide. These are the best of autumn, these are the best of autumn. These are the best of autumn, these are the best of autumn.
Mike O'Connor, whose researchers have uncovered a good number of tunes from old manuscript collections in Cornwall and who's led the Cornish songwriters in producing material for stage and musical presentations on many aspects of Cornish life and history. And that was one of his own songs, The Best of Autumn. Now, perhaps James Stanley's mother was already ill by 1626, as she died in 1627. His father evidently felt his own decline at that time. In 1626, James Stanley, also with his father, was joint Lord Lieutenant of Lancashire, Lord Lieutenant of Cheshire, and Chamberlain of the city of Chester, although he was only 19 years of age. That was the year he also married the French noblewoman Charlotte de Tremoille. The following year he was appointed Lord of Man and later Lord Lieutenant of North Wales. But of course there was the growing dispute between an autocratic king, with King Charles believing himself to be divinely appointed, and a parliament that was inspired increasingly by dissenting sects, many of them with egalitarian views that no man was better than any other. Although a member of Parliament, James Stanley seems not to have taken part in the dispute until 1642, when things developed into war between the Royalists and the Parliamentarian factions, and that was also the year, of course, on the death of his father, in which James became the 7th Earl of Derby. Ach ons inadje frast de air, va coire vuur lend the fick er na deir the mach Harry. Shach an ounder son and shirve shed, dut moir older, as renny duna a doris. Mur so henk a nien litcherach de valia, ulju kudit lesh pick. As tred in a kellach, bear a hibber fagany, dilly mach, cock a doodle doo, tammy gerem huish, ten nien vroch ein jit irish. As ren the fick tanach the known, as e lianten read the chon, as a doddy rew chowds fi blio, gedden rairy. As morso shenan skeel machion moir holder. As tre temi gul herish a dulye gus a naskeel temi fagin der out show fair ein hanner or shenulik nuri, erno der ne skeely, as te imid der we jinti, mor pantomime menig de lure, as shenna skeel machion neen vega barn jurg, mor so temi gul gus a naskeel, as show fair elliot a meyer ende sly machion, kjolderen baljach bremen.
We'll be right back.
Ah, subtle and understated. That was the Irish eight-piece band Keeler, joined on that recording by an eight-piece brass section as well. And that was called Bouadon, which I think may possibly be an alternative spelling of Bowdon, meaning a bogeyman or a scarecrow. It can even be a louse, actually. Stasiun na nasiun ta neis o sian dy greu radio panim. As on sio cartnys, si Claire na gael fys rachlasin, mis Robert Cytyn Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Have you heard tell of owl Bobby Bob?
Cyr dy raw fa adalon. As fan maen si rega a chor er imr cysec gys y wylion rys ym ydi blint yn liawra. Ach, ren yn iart ag y gol toych fe iera er fe lleil. Mae'r so tre henc dach le, hwyr ei mach draw eblyd slw ag y dofrycha. Eish, gaw y fain sy'n toioch der smunion mych iawn ibert mach i. Ach fe nadl gen nacht yn drawryd yn ach yr chi tachert yn y bech maide, as ryn i rai yr sŵl. As hae yn red gys bremen, er no draw i smunion dy bech cedau, gedyn start o'n sien mor ciolr dy'r baljach. Tref e yng Ngolrys Tamwld Beg hwyr ei cwf yn y lai ag chawn yr edrych, as e pan dwch, bor dy bech e y rai rys red liawr. Nes eis, chremachan, cren fe taw os chwys a senol, dwrt yn adl. Och, yn e, dwrt y modda. Nes tam i sian, tam i chyt dy fe sanwna dach le, as hynodym jyn o feg y bai sy tjelg. James Stanley was unsuccessful in holding or regaining parts of Lancashire for the king in the early fighting. In 1643, he came to the island to settle matters after Edward Christian's attempted coup. This was because of James Stanley's autocratic attempts at feudality, removing inheritance rights from Manx landowning families. The following year, though, James Stanley joined the successful royalist leader Prince Rupert, a cousin of his wife Charlotte, and Charlotte famously held Latham House against a parliamentary siege in 1644, and that was lifted by Prince Rupert and James Stanley, and then they attacked the parliamentarians in Bolton, in which there was a lot of bloodshed, and that bloodshed became known as the Bolton Massacre, something that would come back to bite James Stanley. After defeat of the Royalists at Marston Moor in 1644, James Stanley retired to the Isle of Man, which then became an asylum for other Royalists. Charles I was executed in 1649, and his son, the future Charles II, was in exile. Another singer-songwriter in both Welsh and English, who also accompanies herself on guitar, is Dani Sioned. This is her song Maxim, a love song to her partner.
Sebrill, dringais lawr ar ceibwr bach Ac yna yn y tonau Wylais fi'n yn chwerthin yn iach Er bob eiliad poenis Calon yn torri'n fy mron Fe wyn oedd yr heio yn pan wylai magsen yn warau ar y don. Y dysawd mor anffyddlon sy'n croesaw i fi bob dydd glywaf yn neidiau yn llifain yn goroes i fod yn rhydd. Mi stormydd pob rhyw amser yn rio yn fy mhen. Ond gwynodd yr heio yn pan gwmpodd Magsen i'r ddear o'r nen. I
Preseli Mountains in southwest Wales, that's Danny Seaned and her song Maxem. In 1650, the future Charles II appointed James Stanley to command Lancashire and Cheshire troops, but James Stanley wasn't a good military commander. He was defeated, in fact he was severely wounded, and later he was captured. And Oliver Cromwell spoke about giving the Earl of Derby a fair trial, but in fact his order was that James Stanley should be tried at Chester and executed at Bolton. So a foregone conclusion, a show trial, and retribution for the Bolton massacre that he was going to be executed at Bolton. His wife, Charlotte, only found out of his fate when, following the actions of Ilium Dawn in 1651, the parliamentarians under Colonel Duckinfield were besieging Castle Rushen, and Colonel Duckinfield referred to the late Earl of Derby. William Gell's poem, Man in Begbean, a poetical sketch of the Isle of Man, closes with a reference to James and Charlotte. Small wonder he could hold his own with this stout castle for his throne. Ask for the old D.I.C. stone. Now, this was a stone found in the 1840s and inscribed D.I.C. 1644. Dux Jacobus et Charlotte, Jacobus, the Latin form of James. Ye who would entertain a doubt or seek this truthful tale to scout, 'twill speedily your scruples rout. In fact, with spending so much time in the castle, James Stanley had caused the Derby House to be built to be a place to live in for the family, and of course where he could entertain the royalists who came to seek asylum in the island. Is there no, dur to moda, drawi fo'n vansiem cormi de ve marwich, tamirske pale. Ach, nish, crenach fod yn cos na yrgyd beir bi. Nie mynd stwt, diwrth yn adl, ta misgol gys breimyn dy chyt dy fe mychiolad yr baljach. Ciat dy mai dwt gol merym, ys gol toiach dy cioliach nys, fod yn clai a lwt, ys fod y ysgyn sych yn ach dy clai a drwm. Ys renna modd y cordel, ys renna dsiwr yn bwrach eilia. Chrawi ffodd ar os medenca der cet fy na lliad o syred, as e gyn chw trai ys tri lan fliwch. Nes eis, cyrryd bys gyn o ord, ma lliad sgrydda da, dwi'n yn adl. Ba bael iam tigl cwai bys tanacht yn ginl, treid yn wanl lega o'ns gaw, dreg ar y cet. Nes tam i sian, tan y ffiglen em chyt dy fe'n iawn byrach, as berl iam fe'n ma hael i'r eisyn och, as mis cronena, na rai ma gyrt lwg na lwchi, as fe ffom y fynastia, cormi dy fe bait. Now, the Incredible String Band weren't being boastful in their name, it's just they became the house band at Clive's Incredible Folk Club in Glasgow, run by band member Clive Palmer, originally in a duo with the songwriter here, Robin Williamson, and they were later joined by Mike Herron. This is Robin Williamson's October song.
I'll sing you this October song. Oh, there is no song before it. The words and tune are none of my own, for my joys and sorrows bore it. Beside the seethe of brambly briars, in the still off evening, birds fly out behind the sun, and with them I'll be leaving. The fallen leaves ground, they know the art of dying, and leave with joy their glad gold hearts in the scarlet shadows lying. When hunger calls my footsteps home, the morning follows after. I swim the sea within my mind, and the pine trees laugh green laughter. I used to search for happiness, and I used to follow pleasure, but I found a door behind my mind, and that's the greatest treasure. For rulers like to lay down laws, and rebels like to break them, and the poor priests like to walk in chains, and God likes to forsake them. I met a man whose name was Time, and he said I must be going, but just how long ago that was, I have no way of knowing. Sometimes I want to murder time, sometimes when my heart's aching, but mostly I just stroll along the path that he is taking.
Incredible String Band from 1966 and Robin Williamson's October song. Robin's brother Roy was a member of the Corries, and it was Roy who wrote Flower of Scotland. Merso, Durtaket, Henk me boy. A scorn to corvai as chanel fissa mer na tachras rum. Emi mer in gus bremen, Durtanadl, as tardavei da chiola da baljach. A tigler said a goyle kjol I. Reader, concludes William Gell, our task has pleasing been, though further traces may be seen of Manin's ancient king and queen. Well, again, that's a reference to James and Charlotte. Imperfect though this sketch and plain, I trust it has not been in vain. So, farewell, till we meet again. And thus ends, at last, William Gell's 1906 poem, Manin Vegbean, a poetical sketch of the Isle of Man. As an achshaw to Gerachit de Clenagelach earshaw. Between 7 and 9, you can enjoy the best of chill-out music for your Sunday evening in the company of Chris Pearson. Then, from 9 o'clock, Judith Lay will be here with Sundown. Clenagel comes to a close with music from a band from Brittany. They came as young and exciting musicians to Inchruniach and returned in more recent years as seasoned and accomplished performers with a modern twist on Breton traditional dance. They're called Fors Penaos. Ach, Sinead Cartnish, and so until the next time, this is Robert Cadine Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Well, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eve, I'm a Creort, as Dutz, my Yerian share.